You are listening to
Friends Next Door. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Dan.
It's Mia.
It's Gwen.
Can you see me, Mia? All right.
I've been holding my laughter from before we started recording because legit I am.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, you guys.
You don't to see us. You can do this blindfolded.
You can close your eyes the whole
episode.
What
do you mean blindfolded?
You can do a podcast blindfolded.
You can close your eyes.
I can. Which is why I was saying to Kwan, I hope we never use this video.
Yeah. It's gotten very, there's a big change in season coming because it's winter now. And if you are a dry skin person or if you're, I think that's a big component of it.
Here's the thing. Like, I've always thought of myself as not a dry skin person, more like a combination skin person, which is why, anyway, that's a whole nother topic, but I'm like, is this aging?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, our topic today, guys, we're going to talk about the importance of having roots. Mm. Or is it important? Mm. Do we have roots? And I don't mean like roots growing out of us. I mean like the metaphorical roots of, say, like where you grew up, your hometown. How does that define you? Have you noticed differences when you meet people that have a definitive sort of sense of belonging home? Are there advantages, disadvantages? You know, because we all grew up in different circumstance. Mm. And I was thinking like, oh, I thought, you know, we were thinking about this because my wife has essentially like no roots anywhere, and I have roots, so we're on opposite end of the spectrum. Then I thought about you guys. I would assume, and we can talk about it, Kwan has some deep roots. Mia's, they might be questionable. That's why I'm curious, you know, what that concept means for you guys.
And then are we talking about like roots where we came from and also not roots that we plant now? Are we talking about
both? I think that could be another part of it, is like thinking about, I would be interested to know, like, do you at what point do you start to plant these roots,
or if it's like important, like you were saying?
Because it can be not important, you know. I know what I'm gonna say, so I'm curious. Like, so far, I've kind of, I think I know, based on my own experiences, and I'm curious what you guys think about that.
I'm like struggling to keep my eyes open, but the question of, so which question do we tackle first?
I think like feel like the importance of having roots.
Let's do having roots first.
Yeah, I do think that it is important to have roots. At least for me personally speaking, I'm somebody who likes stability. Mm-hmm. And I feel like also having a sense of home or roots in a single place give me that sense of stability,
right.
And give me that sense of support system.
I would say that's one of the major advantages. But it's interesting coming from you because I would assume you don't have roots.
Correct, because I uprooted myself, right?
Do you think you still have, because you know how like you can uproot, but you can still feel.
I agree.
So
yeah,
like,
totally
do you,
agree.
What do you, like, what
yeah,
do you
so
feel about yourself?
So obviously I didn't grow up in the States, and then I came over when I was not that young. I was like
17, 18.
Yeah. So I had
not
that
young
experience
at all. You're a full-on adult.
At the time,
18 is full on adult.
She was 17.
Legally speaking,
but maybe not emotionally, mentally. That's a whole nother conversation.
You were grown though.
Yeah,
like you were grown.
Yeah,
enough.
I had memories of growing up in a different environment. So that definitely was a shock to my system at the time, right? Mm-hmm. Because also the circumstances of which we were uprooting ourselves, at least for me, that was also different. And then I did that again to myself, moving from California when I thought that that was a home for me to New York.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was only that was only 9 years ago. No, that was only
10 years ago. 10 years
that was
ago.
Only
it's been a while.
10 years
it's
ago.
Been a while.
Yeah.
So
it's
now,
been a solid while.
I think
you're an official transplant, by the way. In New
York. But also I'm sort of coming up to this place of,
she's gonna uproot again.
New York, no.
Has
New York become my home now?
Because so like when I actually think that you establish roots in NorCal because that's where your sister is.
Yep,
and now she has a family, so she's firmly starting her own roots.
She's
And then like when you go visit her often, and your family does too. So in my mind, I'm like, all right, if one way of thinking of roots is if somebody asks, where are you from? Like, what's your short answer? Or do you, wait, do you have a short answer or a long answer?
I don't think I have a short answer.
You don't have it? Really? You got to have a short answer just to keep, just to like keep the conversation short.
That elevator
short,
pitch?
What do you say? Maybe.
No, because it's in New York. Like, if it's a guy coming up to her in a cafe and she doesn't want to talk to him, she's not going to be like, well, here's the thing. I was born in Indonesia. You know, like, yeah. Do you have a short version?
Probably a short version would be like, I'm from Indonesia.
Really? You wouldn't say I'm from California?
No, I don't know.
Because I think because 18, you went to college there. You had a job there. So yeah. I feel
but
like,
also, like, she's... Yeah. She is from Indonesia.
Exactly.
But then maybe there's like, oh, but I moved to the States.
That's like this is the OG, like OG roots. Or whatever,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Although now I can't really say that I'm fully Indonesian, which is this is like weird because
wait,
I feel like I'm ethnically
she's Chinese.
I am Chinese, but also like culturally, I feel like
this is complicated.
Yeah, it is.
No, I think everybody it's complicated. It gets complicated. Yeah.
Because yours is I'm Taiwanese, but I grew up in the Midwest. I was born there and I grew up there.
So I would a comment on the culture. I think that so let's start from the episode topic of roots. I think there's physical roots and then there's like non-physical roots in terms of like where are you from? Where like where are you rooted? Oh, I was born in the Midwest. I grew up in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But for me, there's also this sense of like almost like where are your values from? Like where do you feel at home? To me,
because we did an episode about that.
Yeah, and to me, it for a lot of people, they need a physical place to call home. Mm-hmm. I think it's certainly a nice. I'm not saying I don't want that, but I'm saying I think it's more important the feel of home, kind of like home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
Like very cheesy, but it's like it's not a physical. I don't think it's 100% a physical thing for me.
Right.
And I think it comes into play in these scenarios where I would say when I was growing up, I was very rooted both in the Midwest and Michigan as well as in Taiwan because we did go back every other year to visit my family. Oh. And that was like our big trip. We saved up. And that's why I still feel like quite close to like my uncles and my aunts there. I remember like my cousins, like, you know, I had a childhood there.
See, that's really unique because I don't know a lot of people that like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the cultural difference is interesting because when everybody's like five, you can't tell too much like who's from the US and who's not.
Right. Okay.
But then when you get to middle school, high school, it just, I'm also a very extroverted person. So the way that I speak, the way that I talk, somebody can tell right away that I'm not from.
Like
I'm
basically not the way you carry yourself.
The way that I carry myself is very different from the way that
she's from the Midwest.
She's not from around here.
Yeah, no. So, so it's interesting, right? Because it's like, when you go to a certain place where you are, both of my parents are Taiwanese.
Right.
Like I am like 100%, like all my family is there. But then when I meet somebody new in Taiwan for the first place, they're like, where are you from? Are you from Korea? Like they ask me these things. I'm like, no.
Like, see, that's interesting.
Why do you think they say that though? Yeah.
I think, so I've gotten like Korea. I've also gotten like from like China as well because I think that the accent isn't, I don't think I have an American accent, but I do not have a pure Taiwanese accent.
Oh, you mean when you speak?
When I speak Mandarin.
Okay.
Then also like I was talking about how I grew up in a very cold place and they just like assumed
it's not Taiwan. Okay.
Because like it's closer maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
So I've gotten
like
this
people
stuff.
Assume I'm from California, but I'm from the Northeast. But here's the thing. I'm actually from China.
That too.
Like I'm actually from China. Yep.
There you
go.
So
that's where I think roots are important in terms of, because I think it means more than just purely where are you from. Mm-hmm. I think it means like who you are today. How did you get to this person that you are today? And whether you like it or not, you came from this little baby up until now.
I also have an interesting question for you guys in a bit about roots. but I just wanted to comment because most people I meet, even in my own family, let's say they start visiting China again, but they grew up in America, they don't consider having any roots in China. Like yeah, they just consider it as a fun place to go for summer vacation, to go back home, but really like they grew up in America, right? Or Canada or whatever. So the fact that you really, it sounds like you treated both place with a lot of weight and two culture. For those that can't see us, Mia's eyes are like so dry and bulging.
As you were speaking.
Did I get spit in your eye?
No, no, no. But I'm legit considering if I should wear sunglasses. I'm going to look.
You should. Do you have sunglasses?
I do not. But I don't. I didn't bring them with me. But keep talking. Ignore me. I'm going to look so weird.
So I want to. So Mia, if somebody. So would you consider you having current roots somewhere right now, or you don't have, like, I, for example, like my wife doesn't have roots. Like she will straight up be like, I don't know where I'm from. Like she has no answer to that. If someone's like, yo, where are you from? She literally has no answer.
Yeah.
Cause there's not a place she lived. She spent equal time in different places.
Right.
Like a third of her life here, a third of her life here, and a third of her life here. So like, she has no answer. So for you, like...
No, that's actually a good point. I think if you think about it that way, is we think about it in terms of a place, right? And the length of time you spend in that place. That's your criteria of roots.
And to me, like, it shapes you dramatically.
That feeling of home. Yeah. And it doesn't seem like there's that feeling there, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, there's a vibe to the Northeast. There's a vibe to the West Coast.
Midwest.
Exactly.
You know? I think for me, I would just go with the most obvious answer. I spent a lot of time in Indonesia growing up with my literal family. Yeah. I think that's how I sort of define it as that's my roots.
So it also sounds like maybe it's just not that important to you, like the concept of roots.
I think not really. I think it is important to a certain extent, but I think now I'm at a place where I am trying to go back to my roots, but then I think about it from like more like a cultural perspective. Like, I'm ethnically Chinese, so I want to learn more about, for example, Chinese culture and just like the wisdom that is drawn from Chinese
culture.
Like you can't even read. Like
cannot,
right?
Yeah. You speak better than me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
For sure.
Okay, yeah, a little bit better. For sure.
So I think
Kwan's like the number one out of
Kwan's
all
three. Kwan's definitely the three.
Sure.
She was also the one born in America, right? That's so
interesting. Oh, that's funny.
I know.
It's like, how did that happen?
Kwan is just an intelligent human being.
No, you guys aren't. Stop it. You guys are also crazy intelligent.
Because I always assume, because I have such a deep sense of where I'm from when I talk, and also like, would you say this, Kwan, like Americans, one of the first questions I ask people, I'm like, where are you from? Because where you're from can help me already like get to know you a little
bit.
I don't like, I don't want to just form a notion about where you're from, but it really helps me relate to you.
Or even if it's like, let's say they're like, I'm from blah, and you're like, you have no idea where blah is, then you can ask a question 100%. About that place.
Yes.
So it's not your
if someone's like, all right, like, what's a place we wouldn't be familiar with,
like
in America?
Estonia.
No, like, no, just America. No, because I'm talking about, like, it's
Iceland.
Only important, like, I don't ask, because I don't assume foreigners grew up how I did, right? Because when you're, a few things, which, again, is interesting, Mia, because one of the things
somewhere in Arkansas.
Sure, Arkansas. Like that, right? I'll be like, oh, you're from Arkansas, or like, you're from
what's
Mississippi?
Like
is that the deep South, I guess? Okay. Another sense that roots help develop is like, you know, you're into, growing up, you're into sports, right? So you're...
Oh, yeah.
So you are into sports. That's why I'm like, how are you not like calling yourself a Californian?
Oh, yeah.
Because you are
a
huge Golden State Warriors
fan. That's true. I do. That's the thing. I do call the Bay Area home, but I also call Indonesia home.
See, guys, check out our previous season's episode about... Something about like what makes you feel like home.
Yeah, we did that many seasons ago.
Yes. Which is kind of where this stems from, right?
Yeah.
This concept of home and roots. So like, you know, growing up, I'd be like, oh, where are you from? The first thing I think of for me, if you say anywhere in the U.S., the first thing I think of is what's the closest team to you.
Wow.
And that's how I relate
to
you. Yeah.
It's an interesting though, like maybe a signal that really points to where your roots are mm-hmm. is if you meet somebody that is also from that place, you're like, yeah. because the last home episode we did okay. stemmed from Mia. We went to this cafe and the girl at the counter was from Indonesia.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right.
And so clearly that speaks yeah. to Mia, and it's because it's one of her roots.
There is a yeah. sense versus of like, familiarity. Yeah.
Versus like if you meet somebody from Boston, if I meet yeah. somebody from the Midwest, mm-hmm. or even somebody totally. That's like been in the Bay Area before, I wouldn't yeah. call it one of my roots. It's like a baby root, but it sounds like...
Yeah, not really, because you worked baby. There for a small time, then you came to New York.
Well, I've worked there for like 7 years. It's like a formative
time. So would you
time.
Argue... Okay, a so baby. 7 years...
It's not nothing.
It's not nothing. Right.
I would always say it's one of my roots, because I also... I it's not yeah. one of my roots.
Because, a branch, because it a doesn't... It didn't define you, in a way. It was like a leg on the journey versus like the starting point, the jump off. You know,
it's honestly hard. I have to think about it.
And I guess for me, like the reason why I'm so into this concept and it's important because I didn't have any. And for me, it was important to establish them. So I didn't like from the eight. So I came to America when I was six and then I spent 2 years in California, in Berkeley, mm-hmm. 2 years in LA. And those years were difficult because I would start to build roots like Berkeley, friends, and all of a sudden uprooted. LA, same thing, started you know,
you were little too.
Yeah, I was like, you know, so like say from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, those years, you know, you start making friends, you're like, hey, we're gonna be best friends, are we gonna be best friends? And then yeah, and then all of a sudden
next
out.
Minute you're out.
So I was very like sad every time we had to move. So then when we got to Boston in 1995, so I started sixth grade. I was like, please let me not move anymore. Mm. And lo and behold, yeah, I not only had friends that I went to, I call it grammar school. Mm-hmm. Middle school. I went to high school and college with these mm-hmm. folks.
Yeah.
So that became a big part of my identity is like, yeah. the relationships you formed in yeah. your hometown.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Cause now I think I can more confidently say, I don't think California is one of my roots because when somebody's like, I'm from California, I'm like, I'm not yeah. like, I associate.
Or you're like, oh cool. Wait, I used to live there.
Exactly. I'm just yeah. like, okay. It's like an informative versus yeah. like we have a bond.
Oh yeah. That's a good test. So Mia, someone's like, I'm from the North Bay. South Bay.
You'd have a bond.
I felt that way because I actually met somebody at an event and mm-hmm. then turns out they're from California yeah. and then I was like, oh
yeah but mm-hmm. what's that bond? It seems so like I can't define
but
it.
But it's
like,
similar
what is
to you, the bond if you were like somebody
no,
from
like,
Boston.
What would you define? No, but I mean specifically, what defines mm-hmm. like a North Cal vibe or person?
Ooh,
you know, like what are you bonding over? Besides the Golden State Warriors.
Besides Golden State
the
Warriors.
The love for the weather there. The love.
No, the opposite. The weather's horrendous. No,
what are you talking about?
San Francisco.
No,
but
we're talking
they were probably from
Bay
South
Area.
Bay.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I hear
and
that.
And the lack
I,
of ability to
sure.
deal with weather.
I spent 6-4 months there. I should know.
I was going to go yeah. with chill vibes.
Oh, or chill vibes.
Chill vibes. Okay, chill vibes. So that's what you buy. Be
lack
like, oh,
of ability
chill.
To deal with weather, which is also true.
Yeah. Weak. Like, we would bond over everyone in Massachusetts. There's a term called mass hole.
What is that?
Instead of a hole, you're a mass hole. So automatically,
you bond over that.
Because basically, like you're tough. Like if you're from Massachusetts, like
I've
you're tough.
Never heard that.
Like, you don't let anybody mess with you.
Like you would hear about New York tough, but you don't hear about Massachusetts tough.
New Yorkers are tough, but not the new New Yorkers.
Like, okay.
I'm
there's
sorry,
a lot of yuppie. There's
except
a lot
for
of yuppie.
You guys. You guys are the new New Yorkers. You guys are tough. Okay.
You don't have to make a statement.
I'm talking about.
But it's like there's a lot of like that, just yuppie because. Avocado toast, like
yeah,
milk.
Like,
wait,
milk.
That sounds like Californians
yeah.
though.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of you guys.
It's a yuppie. So that's what I'm saying. The trans. That's what he's saying.
California.
So they're not tough.
You're diluting
yet
the,
again.
Can't deal with real weather.
Like I relate to New Yorkers because there's a lot of like similar like blue collar grit.
Yeah.
Like real New Yorkers, you know? And so, yeah. Okay. So the weather, I guess.
I mean,
like,
I'm not going to argue with you on that because we See, I still use the term we.
The lack of
we
grit.
Have great weather, great weather all year round.
Okay. No, I'm just curious.
Except when you're living in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways, I definitely have, like, when somebody says, where are you from? For, I say Boston. If you, usually, that's not correct. I'm from Cambridge, but nobody knows where exactly
it's
that
like
is.
A suburb of.
They'll go Cambridge University in London.
In the have UK? You heard of Harvard, MIT? Like, so if they're from Massachusetts, I'll say I'm from Cambridge. Mm. But if they're not, I'll say I'm from Boston. And then, of course, everyone's like, oh, why don't you have a Boston accent? Da-da-da-da. I'm like, because I'm not actually from Boston.
Yeah,
like,
why don't you have a Boston accent?
Because I'm not actually from Boston.
No, but you were there since you were what?
See, because 12, nobody, 13. See, Cambridge is such a very unique place. No one has an accent there.
Huh.
Because they're all transplants.
Hmm.
Right.
Do the other suburbs of Boston have accents?
Heavy.
So
heavy.
Cambridge is the only one you would say?
The only one that does not. Because they're edumacated.
Edumacated. All right.
The you know what it is? They're
I'm just gonna shut my eyes for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Overly. Like, so if you're from a suburb right next door, say like Somerville, Arlington, yeah, you have an accent.
You do.
100%. And I didn't hear it until I went to college and then all these kids came from these other places. And I'm like, oh my God, you sound that's a real Bostonian. Because the only person I knew is my friend Mike that had a Boston
Cardiff?
Accent.
He has one,
but it's
accent.
Actually very diminished.
It's very, I actually
it's
don't.
It's extremely tame.
But it's also because probably he hasn't been in Boston for a while,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he like lost it a he little lost bit. It. Like he's not tough wanna... anymore. You know, so anyways, but actually, so the question I want to ask you guys is, do you feel like your concept of this route, the importance of it changed a lot? Like, do you also feel like you changed from your route? Like, okay, so I'll give you an example. I feel like I'm much more different now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the values I grew up with, they kind of changed a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, and which ones?
I'll give you an example. Like, I would say now I think I'm more like Cambridge is very, very like extremely liberal. So growing up, first of all, I have no idea what liberal and conservatism was until like 5 years ago. I'm sorry.
It's also changed. People have, it's subjective. Yeah. Like there are definitions, but like.
Like I had no concept of like politics because I grew up like, I don't care about politics, right?
Right.
So I realized, oh, like Cambridge people are very liberal.
Mm.
And when I grew up, being in New York, New Yorkers mostly are liberal. And I feel like I've become a lot more conservative, like a lot more. Family values, you know, putting down roots. Like, yeah, that's why now jumping ahead, I feel like this, I do want to set down roots because it was so important for, although I don't have children and I'm not going to have kids. So it's like, why am I setting down roots? Right? But that's one of the things you want your kids. Like, let's say I was going to have kids. I think I would want to have them have a strong sense of like a hometown. And to have it shape their values.
Is it important to you that it's like a physical place?
Yes.
Bless you.
We bless you. Because I think you and I established that it is the physical place, but it also, like a Midwest is the physical place and it helps shape your view and your values.
Yeah.
So I don't like New York City for values, but I love the country, like upstate New York, you know, God's country. they all talk like that.
There are, okay. No, anyway, no. Finish your answer and then I'll
so
go. I'll
I
go
was
with
like,
mine.
Man, too bad I'm not having any children because if I did, I
mean,
like,
don't count it. It's not completely out of the picture
it's
yet.
I'm jumping the gun. And really, it's not up to me. So
there you go.
But I was thinking one day, I was like, if I had kids, I was like, I want them to grow up. I would love for them to grow up in like upstate New York, you know, in a more conservative town, you know, go to the high school, the middle school, like have good community. It's a lot of community up there. People help each other. They're rooted in, you know, faith, right? You know, all your neighbors. It's not like the city. Like the more I live in the city, the more I'm like, man, this is just a passing by place. You know. Also, like
you gotta find your pocket. It's harder to find. You have to actively search for your community in the city. It's really easy to get swallowed up.
True.
Yeah,
it's actually an interesting point because I literally just said this to a friend yesterday.
Okay.
I think that there is an expiration for my time in New York. Oh, yeah? In that, like, I'm like eventually going to get aged out from the city.
Really? But I don't think aged out.
That's probably
out.
a different topic.
Mentally. Oh, that's it. Let's table that for.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever be old, like aged out. I think you'll just not. Or maybe we're talking about the same thing. Like, you're just going to not like to be here anymore.
Maybe that comes with aging. I don't know.
Okay, so you relate that to, like, the older you get. Because when you say aged out, it's like you're too old to do stuff. Like, you'll never be too old to, like, go to a club. Are you? I mean, you're not, right? You're like, well, or
okay.
Go out and,
I think, okay,
no, forget the club. Like, go out and enjoy yourself on the town. Yeah.
You can do that still.
Like, you're not too old. You won't.
Like,
when you say
go on adventures.
You can, but, like, I feel like I don't want to be in the middle of it all. I want to be able to also just,
like, retreat.
Let my hair down. Yeah.
So where would that be?
But that's a different. Oh, I don't know yet. I don't have an answer, but I'm just thinking. Yeah. I was just thinking.
Texas.
Where were we? where were we?
Have your values changed from your roots? Or, sorry, have you changed?
I guess I'm wondering, like, has your. Thinking, okay, like, has your roots, the what defined you growing up, has that changed now?
How you maybe like related to your roots? How has
or maybe
that changed?
Like, or I guess for me, I was saying I still consider my roots in Cambridge, but I don't feel that I'm very different now since being in New York. And it was nothing to do about being in New York. It's just like the older I get, the more. The more like my personal values change.
But do you think it comes from you being in New York? Because we're talking about maybe some values has sort of departed
yes.
a little bit because you're no longer there, right?
So, and then to fast forward, I think now, I don't think it's that. I think it's important to set roots, but then I don't think it's that important. My roots aren't as important. Like, I'm not holding on to, I think for a while I was holding on to my roots as an identity. Cause for me, it was a strong sense of identity being from Cambridge and Boston and like loving the sports town and, you know, like having a lot of friends there. And now I'm like, that's not important anymore. What's important is like the future. It's like establishing good roots for my family because I think that will ultimately help them I do think it's important to have that in America.
I guess it could also depend on kind of like where your life stage is at the and where your head is at the time. I actually think I'm not too concerned right now with establishing roots in the most like traditional sense. So I think it is important to like remember where you're from and like know what you stand for and know what you're like being intentional. But I think so much of that to me is, again, not necessarily in the physical sense, but to me it would be. So if I think about like the family sense, it doesn't need to be in this place or this place. Right. I do think it's important to be around people that you trust.
Okay.
That's like a lot of a bare minimum for me in terms of that. And maybe because that's also, I'm shadowed by where I grew up. The Midwest is very trustworthy.
Yeah.
Like, we never had to worry about kids running outside. We never had to worry about like just going over to somebody's house. And so I'm not saying it only exists in the Midwest. I actually think there are probably very tiny pockets in the city, maybe on the outskirts, that you could probably find a trusted 100%. community that you got to actively cultivate. But so for me, I'm like, and you guys both know, I just like nomaded for 6 months, like had no roots, like was in all my stuff was in a storage unit for 6 months. But at the same time, I went back to one of my roots. And also something that Joe and I share very dearly, he would probably consider it as one of his roots too. So like, I think my actions, like I'm kind of like jumping around, but like, I think that more so shows like, at this stage, maybe the physical route isn't as important. Maybe it will be in the future. Maybe I'm like, I really need this space or whatever. But I do think the value route, or like to be grounded, I do think it's important to be grounded. That is important.
I'm just a floating leaf.
Your story is still being written. You know, you could, for all we know, you could like go to South Korea and establish, a route there.
In a different life, maybe. Yeah. But
so, like, where would you? So, when you see yourself getting phased out of New York City, you don't have. You don't where? Have like.
I think I will go where the family is.
Right, so that's either family California or Texas.
Yeah, wherever they are at that point.
Can you imagine yourself back in those places?
Not right now. Yeah. That's the thing, because I, even though I'm a floating leaf, and I do like to be grounded, but I am very much enjoying my life right now, to be honest.
Heck yeah.
And so I'm just like, okay, I'm at a point where I think I'm still being, I'm still being a productive member of society, and I want to do that for as long as I can. Sure. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I feel like that's where I'm focusing more of, just like also, if the question is, do I think I've changed since maybe my time in Indonesia or my time in California? I do think so, but I don't know. Like as you were talking about it, I was like still thinking about it, and I'm still trying to figure out whether it's a product of the people that I'm surrounding myself with, or if it's just like the culture that this at this place that I'm currently living in general.
Yeah. Like when I say, so for me, like I think the conceptual route is the most important, like you said. So physically, it in a way, it doesn't matter where you are. If you and your family unit helps to establish that, I just seen how a physical place like a town can help shape that.
Certainly.
You know, and I think growing up, it was so much fun to have. Like to be able to go to like different people's houses, you know, it's like, and they all lived, we all lived in the same small town. Like Cambridge is a very small town, you know, and that I really value, right? Mm-hmm. Going to my friends' homes and being welcomed by their folks, you know, like that was amazing. So growing up, you know, I was like, hey, if I can provide that to my fictitious child, you know, I think that's great. And it's less about like me anymore, you know, like it's less about like, this was, I think back in the day it was more prevalent because there wasn't so much, you couldn't migrate as easy.
Yeah.
You
know,
you
couldn't
just
totally.
Like, let's move to it. Now, literally like people will go from, I mean, whenever I go to Orlando, I take a cab, like half the people who work there are from the North. Because they're like, yeah, we're sick of it. We moved out.
We're looking for a warm place.
We're looking for a warm place.
Yeah. You could say people are less rooted now because it's easier to deroot. It's 100%. Easier to transplant.
Yeah.
So you have to maybe more actively find your root. And I get what you're saying. When you don't have a physical root, it's also easy to lose that conceptual root.
Yeah.
So it is often like it is helpful to physically ground yourself because it's symbolic.
Yeah.
It helps you get there. It doesn't have to be, but in the same way, it can be helpful to just like, if when you move out of a different physical space to get out of like a funk, that's helpful. So, so it's helpful.
Like, you know, remember when we went upstate, cause your brother's upstate. Mm-hmm. So he's part of a community. Mm. Remember we went to the birthday party and
yes.
And yes, I didn't about this. That didn't make me want kids, but basically we're at this birthday party and
that's what going to kids' birthday parties do to you.
It seemed like you guys were not.
Yeah.
Like,
I was
aware.
Like, cause I didn't, I don't, there's so many kids and they're loud. Right. I'm nothing.
That's
against
exactly
kids.
My thought. I mean, when I went to my niece's second birthday, that's also how I felt.
Yeah.
There are so many kids here and they're loud.
Loud.
And I'm
running
exhausted.
Around. There's like food spraying everywhere. Went to this birthday party. Like our friends who are our age all have one or two or three kids up in upstate New York because you can have a family. But I did think to myself, man, these kids are growing up so well. I just thought like this is why the parents moved up here. Like they sacrificed their own idea of like living in the city to make this great environment for their kids. I was like, that's awesome. Cause I didn't have that many friends growing up where you could just go to someone's house. There are like 30 kids, toys everywhere, backyard. So I was like, they truly did it for their kids so that they could like grow up, you know, in this town and be rooted in this town. So I thought that was cool, even though I wasn't going to join them.
You're like, it's not me,
but I was like,
cool.
But like, at the same time, you're also a traditional man who values family.
Yeah. At the same time, I'm like, man, these, you know, kudos to these families and these kids. You know, I was like, I'm not there yet kid wise, but I'm definitely like, you know, in my heart, I'm like, you know, it'd be nice to be a part of a community. I think stems from not like, yes, I have friends here.
Yeah.
But there's no community in Manhattan, in Brooklyn. I'm sorry. Yes, there is. People are going to be like, that's so wrong, Dan. My neighborhood is my community. I go, that's fine. I don't live in those neighborhoods. Right, I live in a very transient building. Right.
Right.
You know, yes, if I go down the street, that there's a certain community, but I don't have like a community here.
Right. You know? Right. So, right.
Anyways, just thought it was like, I was like, I was curious.
Yeah.
So it seems like you and Joe, like you're not thinking about those things yet.
I think we're lightly thinking about it. I think we're very like, when we'll see a lot of it. I think so much of it has is like, we'll see, because so many things can change in a year, in 2 years.
Right.
I'm just very, I think also sometimes a concept of a root can also feel like it can be too rooted as well as not, and not flexible. So I'm also aware of like, kind of like what you were saying, you can have both. You can have like, or you can value this concept of a root, but also like explore.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm also very aware. You can't
imagine going back to the Midwest to start a family. Like you guys, both of you guys are beyond that.
I don't, I, it's hard You've for seen me to
too much of the world.
Can't roll that out.
I don't know. So here's the thing. I do think you're probably right, but I loved growing up in the Midwest. I think it's an incredible place to grow up. Like I couldn't recommend it more.
You don't regret it. Same with me.
Oh
like,
my God, no.
That's what I was saying. It's like, but I don't regret growing up in Cambridge.
The only thing is, I think, so again, it just depends on what you see. Who else is kind of there, because again it goes back to community actually. We're actually valuing more the community aspect of like who is around and who truly is going to be like the people that you can rely on, right? There's not as many people that, at least for us in the Midwest, because a lot of people moved away. And so I won't like rule it out 100%. If everybody moves to the Midwest, you know, like maybe that changes it.
Maybe that
I
changes,
don't
yeah.
think that will happen. I think it just, I don't know. I'm not sure. So
let's go upstate, guys.
Dan is literally putting down roots.
I'm ready. I'm putting down imaginary roots.
Imaginary roots.
No, he's so ready. Upstate. This is unrelated. Like, but you're ready to build like a golf simulator.
So that's like stuff for myself in my own house. But I'm ready to like move up upstate into the, go into my town and open like businesses. Like that's how bad I want. Like, I want to be like, I want to have like a rice ball cafe, a tea parlor, a bookstore, like a, I want to like
it's
open gonna, up
you
a
know
million
those towns
businesses.
Where it's like Chen's Cafe.
Yeah.
Chen's Post Office. Chen's
we could put Yee's name in there. It could be like.
Yeah, Yee's Post Office. Yee's Bookstore.
Yee's Nail Parlor.
Yeah. But like, those like little Yee's towns where it's like everybody's name.
I'll have my little real estate office there.
So funny.
You know, I'll be like, that's what I would love. Nice. And then I just like go to my own house with my land. Plant my stuff.
My goodness. So. All right. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Let us know about where your roots are, and we will see you on the next one.
Bye.